Hello, I'm Lisbeth Siderius, pediatrician in the Netherlands, and I am presenting here also on behalf of people with a rare condition, and children as well, of course. We would like to ask your attention for the International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health, designed by the WHO, attempting to combine medical model and a social one. The advantage of the ICF is that it is also a systematic coding system for health information system, so it can be put into digital health records, and by that it can be combined with your disease findings and living in real life. The aim of our study is to provide sets of ICF classifications to people with a rare condition and health professionals. Therefore, we took two examples, the oculo-auriculo-vertebral spectrum and Swachman-Diamond syndrome. The oculo-auriculo-vertebral spectrum features a conductive hearing loss. Swachman-Diamond syndrome usually affects the brain and leads to more or less severe learning problems, often recognized as autism. The results we find that function, like conductive hearing loss and autism, can be combined with real life activities, like going to school, or like driving. And the ICF can be scored from 0 to 4. So 0 would be no problem with driving, 4 would mean not able to drive. Well, the advantage of the ICF is also that you can link it with assistive products. For example, if a child has conductive hearing loss and he or she gets a hearing aid, then of course the ICF score should improve, maybe from 3 to 2. As the ICF is a global interoperable standard, it can contribute to the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. And that is how we as pediatricians can contribute to these Sustainable Development Goals as well. Thank you.